I'm going to read a proverb, not out of chapter number 28, but out of chapter number 22 and verse number 28. That'll be close enough.
That
today
works for me.
And I'm going to have a special guest today on the radio broadcast, and this will sort of lead up to that. But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse number 28, it says, "Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set." And the landmark was a boundary, sort of like we will have fences around our property and things of that nature.
Right.
It was an enclosed boundary. It was a physical marker with a physical reason for being there. It was the boundary. It was the, what's that word I'm looking for? Your land. This is my
property.
Property line.
Yeah,
it was a property line. That's what I was looking for.
I used to call it the lion when I was a kid. Don't cross the line.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so that's what they had. They had boundaries, just like we'll have a surveyor go out and say, "Here's a post. Here's a post. Here's a marker." And they had the same things, and they were important. They had a spiritual significance as well as a physical reason for being there. And it was a reminder to God's people of their inheritance that the Lord had given them and of their heritage. And the reason I'm using this proverb today is that in America, we're in a fight for our ancient landmarks. All the time, there is a fight. Anywhere you have a Bible reading, you have a prayer, you have a cross, you have Ten Commandments. I mean, it's just continually under attack. The ACLU tends to lead the battle there. American Civil Liberties Union. I call it the anti-Christian Liberties Union, because that seems to be what they fight against all the time. But the reason I'm using this proverb today is because in King, North Carolina, there is a controversy. They have a Veterans War Memorial there, and over the past week, 10 days, 2 weeks, somewhere in that time frame, the city council has voted to take down the Christian flag. They had threats of a lawsuit. One person came along and said, "You know, this is offensive to me." The ACLU and another group, I believe it's called Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. I can't remember exactly what it is, but they have taken down the Christian flag. It's been on the news. It's been in the Winston-Salem Journal. I found it on CNN. And so there's a lot of controversy. There is letters to the editor all this past week. And so what we have today, I have the pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church in King, North Carolina with us, Pastor Kevin Broyhill. And he's going to be a special guest on the radio broadcast today, and we're going to talk about this. And one of the reasons you say, "Well, when? Why get involved in anything like this?" Because their battle is our battle. If it's in that town this week, it'll be in our town next week. And I believe it's important that we talk about these things, that we see what really the truth is behind it. So we're going to have Brother Broyhill. We're going to have just a little break. We're going to get him on the phone, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Devin? Okay. All right, we're back this morning, and we have our special guest. I've already introduced, but I want to say good morning to Pastor Kevin Broyhill. He's the pastor of Calvary Baptist Church in King, North Carolina. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing good, Brother Greer. It sure is a joy to be with you today.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you taking the time. I know that you're busy and everything. And I've already talked just a little bit about what's going on down in King. And I thought this morning, and I know you weren't able to hear the introduction and everything, but I've told everybody we go back a long ways. In fact, I didn't say this before, but Brother Kevin was the first pastor I ever had come and help me in revival. That was at Forest Grove many years ago. And I believe at that time your daughter was pretty small and she was concerned about falling off the mountain. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Scared her to death as we was going up those switchbacks over across the mountain to your church.
Yes, but we had a good time. So we go back. That's been 17 years ago or more now. So we go back a long ways. But I appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning.
Well, I'm honored, and I appreciate the friendship you've had through the years and look forward to discussing with you with your radio audience and appreciate your radio ministry here.
Yes, sir. Can you take just a few minutes and tell us about the controversy there in King with the Christian flag and the Veterans Memorial, and maybe just bring us up to date on what's going on for those who don't know?
Yes, I'll be glad to. An unnamed individual who was a veteran and is a resident of the city of King complained that he was offended because of a Christian flag that flew atop the Veterans Memorial here in King. Now, there's 11 other flags on that memorial, such as a POW flag, the Branches of Service, an American flag, and then also a Christian flag, which symbolized the heritage of the King area. Had complained to the city and had given them a deadline to take the flag from atop the memorial because he said that in his mind it violated his constitutional rights and offended him, and that if they did not take it down that he would be in contact with the ACLU and a lawsuit would be filed against the city of King. As of right now, a lawsuit has not been filed because the city of King voted to take down that flag. And since that time, there has been a stirring among the citizens of the King area and the surrounding communities wanting that flag back up. And so that's basically the controversy and where it's at right now.
Okay. I came to know about this through the Winston-Salem Journal, and I seen a little article in there about what was going on, and it had Pastor Kevin Broyhill, and I thought to myself, hey, I know him. And not everybody probably knows where King is. Where is King, North Carolina, for those who don't know?
Okay. King is in Stokes County, right on the Forsyth County line. We're just over into Stokes County, but we're about 15 minutes north of Winston-Salem off of Highway 52. We're right near Pilot Mountain and about maybe 20 minutes from Mount Airy right there. So that sort of gives you an idea of where King is. We're on the just outer edge of the Triad area.
Okay, and the population there?
About 6,700 citizens in King.
Okay. I seen where one of the council members had said that, and I pulled this up on CNN, and they had a little excerpt from the local news there, and one of the council members had said that the churches in the area were upset that the council members actually did not want to take the flag down, but they were afraid of the high cost of a lawsuit. So is the general feeling there, we want the flag up, or people don't care? What's the atmosphere there in King?
Well, I can tell you, I was at the council meeting when they voted to remove the flag, and they did so with a very sad heart. They took no joy at all in their decision. I personally believe they made the wrong decision, and I expressed that to them. However, I believe each one of them would want the flag to fly. However, they felt that they were being strong-armed by the ACLU, the threat of hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal bills in fighting the issue of religious liberty and putting the flag back up. And also to clear up some confusion in a lot of people's minds, because I get phone calls, people letting me know of different organizations such as Christian Law Association, Alliance Defense Fund, American Centers of Law and Justice that will defend us free. And that's correct. They will give us free legal defense, or the City of King free legal defense. However, if we lose the lawsuit in court, the City of King would be responsible to pay the attorney fees for the ACLU, which could number in up to several hundred thousand dollars.
Right. Historically speaking, I think the City of King would have a pretty good foot to stand upon. I know there's a lot of talk about the Establishment Clause and the violation of the First Amendment and things along those lines, but from purely a historical standpoint, and a memorial is a landmark, it is to remember, I think it would be pretty fair to assess that the citizens of King, you know, nobody opposed this when they put it up.
And, correct. As a matter of fact, the city applauded that it went up and desires for it to be there. I believe the consensus of the majority of the citizens of King, if we were to put it to vote, would vote to fly that flag, the Christian flag atop the memorial. And, of course, it's gotten even more complicated now. I don't know if you've noticed recently, but you can go back online. They've also now went after, now that the Christian flag is down, there is a silhouette of an American soldier kneeling beside the grave of a departed comrade. It would be the form of a cross, like you would see at Arlington Cemetery. And now the complaints come in to remove the cross. Now, as of yet, the city has not made the move to remove it. As a matter of fact, it's still there, and there hasn't been any threat come yet, but there has been a complaint by this same individual about that cross. And so it's fairly complicated, but the citizens of King want both the silhouette of the cross and that flag to fly, and are actually, even now, there's people at the memorial that have a Christian flag up because in a silent protest, and it's there 24 hours a day.
Right. Is somebody somebody's staying with it all the time?
Somebody is staying there all the time,
right?
At the park, and so while the city's flag has been removed, there is private citizens and veterans that are standing guard over a Christian flag in silent protest, and so there is a flag at the memorial. It just has to have someone there with it, which is a right that we as citizens have. That we can have a silent protest in a public park. And so there is a flag there now, but our goal is to see the flag back atop that memorial flying.
Right. Well, that was my concern. You know, I deal with things of that nature all the time on the radio broadcast, our freedoms, our rights, the Bill of Rights, you know, just along those lines all the time. And my concern as an American and as a Christian is if the Christian flag goes, and I realize there's a whole lot of people out there that says, oh, what's the big deal? Christianity, religion ought to be in the home. It ought to be in the church. It shouldn't be displayed in public. But my argument, I guess that would be a good way of putting it, is if we allow our history to be erased, if we allow our heritage, everything that speaks of Christianity, the Bible, the cross, Christians, you know, if the Christian flag goes in King, then what's next? You've already said the silhouette, you know, and then I thought about also, is the American Legion flag flying there in King?
Yes.
I'm a member of the American Legion. Mm-hmm. I got my monthly magazine yesterday. And the motto for the American Legion is "For God and Country" since 1919. You know, is that going to be the next thing to go?
You know, I agree with you completely, Brother Greer. I believe that it is an all-out attack by the ACLU and the Americans for Separation of Church and State. It's an all-out attack upon the very foundations of our nation. No one can deny historically that America was not founded upon Judeo-Christian principles, that our forefathers came here seeking religious liberty. It's been the very fabric, foundation, and framework of our nation throughout its history. And I believe there's an attack today to eradicate God from American life and culture, and that we as Christians have a responsibility to say no. We're going to stand up for our heritage, and we're not going to allow the foundations to be destroyed. And we do have a voice in our land, and for too long, Christians have remained silent. We've lost prayer in schools, the Ten Commandments off of school classroom walls and courtroom walls, and we've seen that there's nothing out of bounds with these people, and that we need to take a stand and draw a line and say we're not going to move anymore. This right. is where we stand, and we're not going to be silent.
I've made the case here on the Blessings of Liberty many times that the Baptist people, historically, there's no greater friend to liberty than the Baptist people and what they fought for down through the years. And it when people talk about freedom of religion, I think sometimes they get that mixed up with freedom from religion. Our founding forefathers never intended for there to be freedom from religion. You go to Washington, D.C., you read our founding documents, the founding fathers, on and on. They talked about God. They talked about Jesus Christ. They talked about morality. They talked about the Bible. It was not offensive until of late. Am I right in saying that?
You know, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Brother Greer, and I believe that is a tenet, a distinctive that we hold as Baptists is religious liberty for everyone. We believe that there's a freedom of conscience, and a man can worship God according to the dictate of his own conscience. And for me to be able to worship God according to what I believe the Bible teaches, then I have to allow that other man to worship God according to the dictates of his own heart. Now, that doesn't mean that I can't actively seek to share my faith with him, but I will not prevent him from exercising his faith or his belief. And I believe that's the very foundation of our country. That's what our forefathers were escaping from Europe, was state churches where their conscience was being, where they were being compelled against their conscience to worship in a way that was different from what they believed the Bible taught them. And they were looking for a land to express their worship to God freely. And they understood that in order to do that, then they had to give that freedom to everyone.
Right. What would you say to those who would say, well, what about this individual who's offended by the flag? Shouldn't we take it down for him?
You know, that question has been posed. But yet it's interesting that we're not prohibiting this man, and I don't know what his belief persuasion is. I don't personally know him, and I have no animosity towards him at all. And therefore, if he chooses, I don't know what his persuasion is, but let's say that he's an atheist and he believes there's no God. Well, I believe that the men and women who died for the freedoms of America died for that man to have the freedom to believe there's not a God. Now, I believe he's wrong.
Right.
And I would actively try to share my faith with that individual, but he has that right to believe that. But it's no more his right to seek to impress upon others or take from others the freedom of expression of their faith.
Right.
And that flag, that Christian flag on that memorial, I believe that's what that represents, is freedom of conscience and freedom of religion that these soldiers, these men and women, died for.
Right. Do you know anything about who designed the memorial or who would?
Yes, I do. There was a planning group that was put together by the City of King and a man by the name of Todd Cox, who's actually the city, works for the city as a city planner and also inspector. He actually designed the memorial that is there, and private donations as well as city funds went into building the memorial and erecting it there at Central Park. And it's been a pride of the city for these 6 years that it's been there.
Right. my mind just went blank. What was I going to ask? I know what it was. On the front of the memorial, now I've just seen it on the internet and the news broadcast and things. What are the most prominent words on the front of that memorial?
Oh my, I would have to have it in front of me looking at it. I haven't memorized it. I know there's, it has to do with honor of their country, and also it has the names of individuals who have given their lives.
Right.
And in honor of their country.
But I think on the base of it, it says, does it not say all gave some gave all?
That's it. It says okay. All gave some gave all. I was getting ready to pull it up on the internet so I could look at it and tell you what it actually says.
Well, I only seen one side of it, and I assume the other side, you know, that's a pretty common scene. Especially around Memorial Day, Veterans Day. I've seen people that had that very saying on signs in their yard in different places, and it actually has an image of the cross and a soldier kneeling. And what that is implying, and I actually have a friend who has one of these signs, is that, of course, the sacrifice of the of all who served in the military, but also those who gave their lives or lost their lives in military service. But with the cross behind that, it does imply the sacrifice of Christ on Calvary for our sins. And so to me, whoever designed it obviously had some knowledge of what that would imply, if that makes sense, what I'm trying
to say. I would agree with that. I know this man personally, and I would agree with that. He is a Christian himself, the man who designed it, and would take into consideration that very fact of meaning the ultimate sacrifice that Christ gave, and also would, within that, with the Christian flag flying there, would recognize that those who did give their lives for our freedom, those men and women that died, did give their lives for the right for that flag to fly.
Right.
And for us to express our freedoms as Christians.
Yes. I was thinking about what the Christian flag means to me, and I always think about going back to Bible school when I was young, growing up, and even now in our Bible school today, we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag and the Christian flag, and this has literally gone on in our country for many, many years now. And so it has a distinct meaning to me as a Christian, but as an American, I'm also reminded of the rich Christian heritage in our country, all the soldiers that have gone out from all the churches and the local communities and the prayers of those communities to bring those soldiers back home. There's just a whole lot of significance there. Our time is quickly going to get gone today, though. I want you to take just a moment and tell us what is going on. I know you've got a Facebook page. There's a rally coming up. Tell us about some of those things before time gets gone today.
Well, you can keep up with events and things that are taking place on the Facebook page called Christian Flag-King. And that will be the best place to get information that is up-to-date and pertinent of what's going to take place on our end. I do know that I'm working with a group of pastors in the area and other community leaders toward a rally on October the 23rd. That rally is a Christian flag rally. It'll take place. Actually, the march will begin in the parking lot of Calvary Baptist Church. Our church is here on Main Street, and the rally will begin here, or excuse me, the march will begin here, and then we'll march about a little less than a mile to Central Park there to the amphitheater, and there at 11 o'clock we're going to have the Christian flag rally. We're working with Return America, Dr. Ron Beatty, and he will be here, and our goal is to have several thousand people in King, and there may be some people listening on the radio today, and mark that date down, October 23rd here in King, 10:30 a.m. the march, 11 o'clock the rally. And we'll be putting some information out on the Facebook, and I'll be getting that to you as well, Brother Greer, so you can get it out to your listening audience. audience. We'd love for those who love liberty to join us on that day.
All right. I know there's a lot of people here in Boone and the surrounding area that are very patriotic, very interested in things of this nature. We have a lot of listeners. And some people would say, well, what does that matter? That's down in King. And I said this at the beginning of the radio broadcast, you know, if it's in King today, it'll be in Boone tomorrow. That's how it is. If we don't sort of help each other in our battles, then, you know, I don't have any right to say, hey, come help me when I'm going through it. And so,
exactly. Yeah. And you know, we never thought that this would come to our little town. I'll just be honest with you. It has shocked us. I don't believe anyone here ever dreamed this would take place. Forsyth County beside us is in a battle right now over praying in Jesus' name. They've already been taken to court by the ACLU, and now it's come home to us. And if we don't take a stand together as Christians and as believers and as patriots, then it's going to come to your town.
Right. I do believe that. And I think it's interesting, the Christians and the patriots. You know, not every patriot is a Christian.
Right.
But there's a lot of patriotic people out there that understand what's at stake here and are willing to stand up for each other's rights.
Right.
And so I do appreciate that today. But it's been good to talk to you, Brother Roy Hill. I appreciate your friendship through the years. I see our time is quickly going to get gone today. 30 minutes just doesn't last very long when you get into a topic like this, and we could go on and on, but I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your stand for the gospel there in King, and I want our listeners to realize that King is a small town, probably smaller than Boone, population-wise, and you think, like you said a moment ago, this will never happen to us, but I'll tell you, it could, and so I appreciate. We'll be praying that things go well there, and we'll keep our listeners updated on the rally coming up. I want to go down there and be with you. What day is the 23rd of October on?
It's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday. All right. That's good. All right. In the Facebook page, we found it. We just typed in Christian Flag King, and that's how we found it. And so we'll also be posting this on the internet a little bit later on our church website. So a lot going on. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. I know you're busy.
Well, I tell you, the battle for liberty is worth whatever time and energy we put into it.
Right. I totally agree with that.
Thank you for having me on your show today. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay. Thank you for being with us, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Brother Greer.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. We appreciate Brother Kevin Broyhill being with us on Blessings of Liberty today. He is the pastor of the Calvary Baptist Church in King, North Carolina. And I thought that would be a good topic, and I thought that would be something good for us to consider and think about today. I do appreciate what he said. The battle for liberty is worth whatever we put into it. So a lot of good things there. Thanks, Dave, for helping coordinate all this.
Yeah, buddy, no problem.
Okay. All right, y'all have a good day, and be sure and listen in next Tuesday to the Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, 1128 Baird's Creek Road. We'd love for you to come and visit with us.
What's that website, Wynn?
It is mountlebanonbc.org. That is mtlebanonbc.org.
All right. Thank you very much. You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty right here on AM 1450 WATA Boone.